We are officially in the busiest shopping season of the year. It is Black Friday, which can mean joy or chaos for shoppers, and financial pressure and chaos for retailers. What's in store for our budgets and the U.S. economy? NPR's Alina Selyukh is here to tell us. Alina, good morning.
Hello, hello.
So let's start with the big picture. How are shoppers feeling about the economy and holiday spending this year?
Well, people are not feeling great about prices, but they are shopping, they are spending. We are likely in for another record holiday shopping season. Already, so far just this month, online shoppers alone have spent almost 10% more this year compared to last year.
That seems like a lot.
It's a lot. And that's just as of Wednesday, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks online transactions.
So is that because the prices are higher? So, I mean, we're spending more, but we're buying less?
I think that's part of it, but there is more to the story. For this Black Friday weekend, retailers are also expecting huge turnout, a record number of people shopping. And of those people, there's a growing group saying they plan to spend more this year than they did last year. Which, you know, how do you get more people shopping when more people say they're tightening their budgets? And the answer is deals. When people feel financially squeezed, to have several days known for discounts is a big draw.
Are these deals expected to be really good this year?
You know, that's the perennial question. And the answer is always, it depends. Deals are not good enough for a lot of shoppers I talk to who say prices are too high to begin with, and any discount is simply not enough. But then you have this weird calendar thing. Thanksgiving this year is quite late in November, so there are actually 5 fewer shopping days till Christmas.
Whoa.
Which means less time for retailers to sell you what they want to sell you, which has some experts predicting maybe rolling sales that stores might drop prices just to clear those shelves.
What are people actually buying, Alina? What are the most popular things this year?
You know, it's a lot of classics this year. Top toys are expected to include Legos, Hot Wheels, Barbies, slime kits. For adults, Dyson hair devices, fitness trackers, gaming consoles, and pickleball paddles, which is, I guess, a new classic. And one thing came up in a survey by Circana. It's a market research firm. They found almost 2/3 of shoppers saying that higher costs of food and bills, like insurance especially, it has people changing how they shop. People are maybe buying fewer gifts, cheaper gifts, or buying off-brand stuff. And there's another curious element. There's one category that shifts depending on economic vibes.
Okay, what is that?
And that is whether or not you are buying presents for yourself. It's like that famous Parks and Rec scene.
3 words for you. Treat yourself.
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
So there's this annual survey done by Deloitte that actually found people plan to buy more gifts for themselves this year compared to last year. The sum on average is about $44 more. And the reasons could be all kinds. This could be folks who are more well-off, so maybe they're not really budgeting. Or it could be, you know, that oldest Black Friday trick in the book, which is, I gotta get it because it's on sale.
Merry Christmas to me. That is NPR's Alina Selyukh. Alina, thank you.
Thank you.